I was just saying. What was I saying? I have it on the lowest speed possible. But sometimes, you know, you just gotta go slow. It's powerful.
Should we start a little later?
We can keep this show going. Oh, we haven't started yet? Okay. Oh, hey, everybody. So we have a few more seconds before showtime. Yes, this is my bullseye hat. This is, what is that movie? Doctor Strangelove. I always consider this my Doctor Strangelove hat.
We're going to start in 30 seconds.
Okay. And it's always good for a countdown. Yeah, I see that butt. It's a good butt for riding. Riding that Sibian and getting spanked during it. You lost your butthole? Butt plug. Okay. As long as you still have the butthole. You'll be all right. You can always get another butt plug. All right. Just my bullseye. Oh, baby, we are getting ready to start. Get yourselves in the womb room, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners. We are about to start the
show. Okay, here we go in 5, 3, 2.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves. But my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters. Lovers and sinners. Artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs. Riders and vibrators. And vibrator riders. Sexy spring chickens and horny hot dogs. Comic book lovers. And Cyber Girl fans. Super heroin! And that's not a very strong drug. Well, actually, maybe it is a very strong drug. In a metaphorical sense. The super heroin. Yes, we all want to get addicted to her. Yes, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, tonight I want to welcome you to the womb room, the speakeasy in the soul of downtown LA. it's spring. All you horny spring chickens and hot dogs. And so we have returned. Spring is about return. The return of Persephone to her mama, Earth, brings about the spring in the classical sense. The mysteries of Eleusis, so elusive. And we celebrate tonight our return. Although, I'm feeling a little melancholy tonight because my captain isn't here in the room. But he's okay. He's on the phone, and we'll have him with us in a moment. We have returned, and he is there. Yes, he's there. We can say hi. Max, Captain Max, Prince Maximilian Rudolf Dilablovich Dilapkovitz Dilingeri. That's half his names. My prince. Hello?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Captain. Ahoy there.
Ahoy there.
This is your admiral speaking.
How are you, Admiral?
We are out to sea, riding the airwaves, and I am riding the Sibian, actually. Woo! On a very, very low speed, Captain. Okay.
Very slow.
I promise not to steer the ship into the island, like that other Italian. How you doing?
Well, I'm here at the cancer spa. Beautiful downtown Los Angeles.
Captain Max is fighting his big sea battle.
And I had myself some steak and mashed potatoes and cheese.
Oh, not bad.
Not bad.
It did you good out at sea. On the big sea.
So that's what I'm doing. I've been resting a lot so I can watch the show.
Yeah.
And then participate in any small way that I might be able to.
Oh, I'm sure you'll find some big ways to put in your
perhaps.
2 cents.
So how's everybody there?
Everybody's gathered around, missing you, but we're here and we're loving you, and you know, the show must go on.
How are the lamb chops?
I haven't had them yet, but I'm going to introduce my guests. And we're going to find out about the lamb chops, which I haven't done yet. I introduced you first.
Yeah, I am honored, really.
Yes. So, well, you're the captain, darling. And, of course, tonight you were supposed to be here. You've been back from Keck Medical Center for a month. But you got a touch of fever last night. So,
a touch of fever. I think it was really, I'm hot, you know, hot.
You are. You were really starting to heat up last night, and so we had to take you in. All right, well, grab a nurse and cuddle up, and, you know, maybe she can irrigate you during the show. It's kind of a sexy thing. It's the new way to suck cock.
You probably will irrigate me during the show.
Probably, yeah. You know, I mean, hopefully it'll be one of the cute ones.
Yeah.
Captain.
So there'll be some ugly ones here, too.
Yeah, okay. So we want to introduce our cute guests, so they can talk to you. All right, but you're here. Max is here. We want everyone to know Max is alive and well, and I am right on the Sibian. Woo! So, Anthony Wynn is here.
Yeah, I'm one of your cute guests.
He is. And I've been, sort of Sibian reading material is the new Stripperella comic book. Woo!
Yeah!
Absolutely. I'm just beginning to read it. This is hot off the press. I mean, this is barely even out.
I'm proud to see that you're sitting on a Sibian and reading my book at the same time.
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm a multitasker. This is what I love to do. Yeah. And it looks beautiful. She strips to conquer.
Yes.
And we are celebrating the launch of Stripperella.
Correct.
In her latest incarnation.
Yep. Worldwide distribution.
All right. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
And right next to you is Stripperella?
Yes.
This is Angela Summers, brothers and sisters. Put your hands together. You might not recognize her. She's dyed her hair. Maybe. Does she or doesn't she?
Nobody can tell.
Only the madmen know for sure.
Nobody can tell.
Turn on her microphone. She's the stripper pole mic. Can you? Okay. Can't find. Say hello.
Hello.
Oh, there she is.
Hello.
Oh.
Hello.
Yes. Well, you look like quite the superheroine.
Thank you.
You are embodying Stripperella tonight.
Thank you. I feel it.
I mean, you're usually our blonde bombshell, and we love you. And you are also celebrating your launch of AngelaSummers.com.
Yes.
So congratulations for that,
thank
brothers
you,
and sisters.
Thank you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful site with,
thank
of
you.
Course, the beautiful Angela Summers, spelled like Suzanne Summers, by the way, S-O-M-M-E-R-S. And you remind me of her, you know.
Really?
Yeah, oh yeah. I mean, you got that same, you know, kind of blonde Barbie cuteness that actually you don't have it all now. You're a redhead now.
People always ask me if I've heard daughter. And I'm like,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Come on.
Well,
I,
you
like,
got the same last name and that cuteness, that girl next door, you know, that's probably in a threesome. That's who she is. Yeah.
Be.
And now you're a super heroine.
Yes.
The girl next door's secret identity.
Yes.
Yeah, because, you know, this is, I guess, your secret identity.
Yes, it is.
Yes, tell me more about that.
About Stripperella?
Well, yeah, what she represents to you.
She, well, I've always loved being a dancer, and to me she is a superhero who can kick ass while still looking sexy on the pole. She uses her pole moves to kick ass.
Yes.
So
yes.
That's what's super cool, because I am totally into pole dancing and
pole dancing and kicking. You know, I mean,
kick ass.
Is there anyone that really combines pole dancing with, say, martial arts?
I wouldn't be surprised.
I mean, that's an interesting. Maybe you should learn some martial arts.
I should.
You know, Thai boxing or something. Except I'm gonna steer clear of your Thai heels. But
I can throw a mean kick.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Batista will teach you.
Okay.
Yeah,
teach me.
You liked watching me perform.
Yes.
Yes. Mm. So, now what do you do as Stripperella? You strip, and are you going to save us all from ourselves?
I am a superheroine who kicks ass to save the world.
What kind of villains are you after? Here, ask your artist right here.
One
is behind you.
Threatening us. Yeah, well, I think I've got a villain behind me.
Oh yeah,
me.
We've got actually a couple of them in here.
Yeah,
already.
Really?
Yeah.
Let me know about the villains. People always, you know, in order to appreciate a superhero, superheroine or hero, we need to know about the villains.
Well, in the book that's coming out, we have a character called the Mad Melter.
Ah.
And he likes to melt everything.
Oh. Wow.
So what Stripperella does is that she puts on this anti-melt cream to prevent him from melting her.
I didn't read about that. I didn't read about that one. That's a good one.
So he melts a bunch of hot chicks?
He's trying to melt the whole city.
So. That's kind of sexy in a way, you know, I mean, melting. Yeah, I mean, but you don't really want to melt. I mean, but it's, you know, I can just imagine the oozing body parts in the comic.
Mm.
So,
So are you going to perform as Stripperella for us tonight?
I can.
Yeah.
Yes.
You can.
I have some music.
Oh, yeah. Do we have special Stripperella music?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we can arrange that.
Yeah. And then maybe I'll let you ride this Sibian here.
I've never rode a Sibian before.
I've only got it on this very, very low speed. I figure I should sit on it while you're doing your dance. I mean, you know.
If I can turn you on.
Hey, listen, I'm a woman without a husband tonight.
Oh,
so, honey, are you jealous of the Sibian? No, come on. Right? Hello? Maybe he is.
Can I say hello to Max?
Max!
Maybe he. Is he still there?
I think maybe he's getting irrigated by the nurse, probably, and that's more interesting. Okay, I'm going to ride my Sibian while you get irrigated by the nurse. What?
No, I was just, it's parked here, and I couldn't find the unmute button.
Oh, you were on mute. How professional of you.
Right?
Yeah.
Didn't want to interrupt.
I see, okay. Well, now we all want to say hello to you.
Yes.
So, especially Stripperella herself, or yes. Stripper Angela Summers.
Hi, Max. I was looking forward to seeing you tonight. Congratulations on beating cancer, and I made you a cake in honor of beating cancer.
Yay!
It's a bladder ball cake.
A bladder ball cake?
Yes, it is.
Oh, my gosh!
With
that is so cute.
Yes.
With a bladder bear. Oh.
And I was hoping to see you tonight so you can have a piece, but hopefully you'll enjoy it later.
Oh, you will.
Yes, it's good. It's yummy. It's chocolate.
We have to take a picture of it looking like a bladder bear.
Yes.
Before we devour it or start throwing it around the room.
Yes. We'll eat it first and then throw the rest around. So,
so how you doing there, honey?
I'm doing okay. I'm going to call you on the landline because my phone is running out of juice.
Uh-oh. Well, I was going to say, Amina is here with Aphrodisiac.
Hello, Max.
Hello, Max. We miss you. And
hello,
greetings.
Hello.
I'm glad you're getting some steak in there. That sounds tasty. It was recently steak and blowjob day.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. They have some good nursing there, you know. I mean, they do have dogs that wander around and cuddle you, but,
dogs?
They're just on the way to steak and blowjob day. Any minute now, they're at Keck Medical Center.
They missed it.
Mm. So you want to switch to the landline now?
I'm going to call you back.
Okay. Sounds professional. I'm going to sit back on my sibling here.
Yeah, and I don't even have it inside. I'm just kind of feeling the vibration, which is really, really nice. I mean, it's like sitting on a big Hitachi or something, and I don't have it up high yet. So
you made it very pretty with the stuff you have, the material you have on top of it.
Oh, well, this is actually pretty. Maybe pretty? I don't know. I mean, it's for protection because... You know, I'm imagining there's going to be a lot of hot chicks tonight riding this thing, and maybe a few adventurous guys. And so it's basic Saran wrap, I think.
It looked like material from here.
Yeah, well, it's a material.
Okay, yes, it's Saran wrap.
it's that nice material that Maribel Morgan used to wrap herself up in to greet her husband on his way home from work with a martini in her hand. Saran wrap. Yeah. Ooh. Mm-hmm. So I'm just sitting back on this, and I see that Anthony is rapidly drawing you. Yes, I like that. You have Stripperella on the radio now.
Yes.
Yes. This is a whole... This is a sequence right here. Yeah.
This is life imitating art, or art imitating life,
or it's melding.
Yeah.
You know, melting. That villain is got something there. Yes, we're melting into each other right here. Art and life and comics. Comics are so like fashionable now.
Yes.
They're super fashionable. Ooh, should I get off of the Sibian in order to get? This little card here, or should someone hand it to me? What do you think?
Don't
yeah, I think I think someone should
no, get off. You want her to get off.
I'll get off when someone else gets on. Okay. Okay, we've got some people here talking. Let's talk to some people. Well, Max, we've been talking to. Okay, we love him. And Brad is on line 3. So, let's talk to Brad. He's in L.A. Wow, we're in L.A. too.
He should be here.
Well, I don't know about that. Let's check this out.
Brad,
the safety of the phone. I'm not giving the address out yet, Brad. He wants to know if we like to watch men masturbate. Now, the answer would be yes, but I don't know if we want to watch Brad masturbate. We might. Mm-hmm. Brad?
Hello, Susan.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm wonderful tonight.
Good. Well, you do sound wonderful. So, you're there in Los Angeles. What part of L.A. are you in?
I'm in North Hollywood.
Oh, wow. That's the Valley of Porn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hello, Brad.
And you know Angela Summers, a.k.a. Stripperella, a.k.a. Stripperangela.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yay. Okay, and Anthony, creator of Stripperella?
Yeah, I know you're not calling for me, are you?
Mm-hmm.
And you had this question. Is this the right question for you? Because we sometimes get cross currents here. Do you like to watch men masturbate? Well, not you, but me.
I was wondering if Angela likes to watch
it. Angela likes
do we,
to.
Of course.
Angela, do you like to watch one masturbate? You can.
I actually cam a lot.
Oh,
I do
yes.
Camming, and I actually turn their video on so that I can see them
yes.
masturbating, and it gets me off.
Now, you really do that?
Yes.
Because I was just talking to a cam girl whose name I shan't divulge, who said, you know, when they're on, I kind of turn off the image.
I've heard of that too. It yeah. just depends on the girl. Some girls don't want
to. But you never have the urge to do that?
In the beginning, I was nervous.
Aww.
And I did. But now it's been 2 years.
Confess to your mother, confessor, stripper Angela.
Yeah.
Yes.
I enjoy it.
You enjoy it.
Watching
You've gotten
him
into
hard.
It.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And hard, I like watching him get hard to me and my performance and what I'm doing.
Ah,
watching him
it's
come.
A measurement
right.
of your performance.
Right. And I know I'm turning him on and it
wow.
gets me off. So.
Mm. Okay. So, what do you think about that, Brad? Is that what you were hoping for?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a measure of her performance. But, you know, this is such a performance-oriented gal that I bet that makes her wet
mm-hmm.
to know that she's performing well. You know?
Yes.
And puts the performance back on the woman. So, are you masturbating, Brad? Is that why you're not speaking right now?
Yeah.
It's Brad from Twitter.
I
think he's from Twitter.
Brad, are you the...
is he the masturbator?
The avid masturbator?
Avid masturbator.
Right. Is that you, Brad?
Yeah.
Oh, I knew it.
We know you, Brad.
Avid masturbator.
And you're in Los Angeles? Really? So, you're a real person.
Mm. Yeah.
Tell us more about your real self. And then we'll let you masturbate.
Well, what would you like to know, Sue?
What kind of work do you do?
I work as an accountant and a financial analyst.
Ooh, masturbating those figures. Okay. No, I don't really mean that. I mean, that would be illegal. But no. I just mean, yeah, I just was making a funny. But yeah, you know, that can be, ooh. That, working with numbers all day makes you want to, you know, take your digits and play with something else.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you are an avid masturbator.
Yeah, I love masturbating.
You do. And would you like to come for Angela? Is that it?
Oh, God, yeah.
Mm.
All
right.
Do I get to listen?
Oh, Angela. Come on.
I can't see, though.
We can't see you, though.
Oh, Angela.
Oh, I think he's going to just do an audio performance.
I'm going to make him come somewhere.
Oh, Angela.
Yeah, he's going to come now.
You
are you looking at her now?
Yeah.
Are you looking at angelasummers.com?
Yeah.
Oh, very good.
Is that the camera that
I... Oh.
Mm.
This, I don't know if he's watching this. Are you watching on DrSusanBlock.tv?
Yeah.
Oh, he's doing everything. He's got several monitors on simultaneously. That's him, except there's a little delay.
Should we read it for you?
Yeah.
You should hold it, though, Evan.
Oh, he's coming.
Are you going to come right now?
Oh, yeah.
But I'm going to dance for you, too.
Oh, yeah. He could come again. This is an avid masturbator.
This is true.
Oh.
You can probably come a couple times for me.
Yeah. Oh, I'm turning up the Sibian for this. Yeah.
Oh, I'm jealous.
Go for it. Did you come?
Ah,
it sounds like you did. Or did you?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
It sounds like he did.
Well,
yay!
Thank you very much. That was a very nice on-air orgasm. Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, this is the penultimate pleasure that we all share. Ooh, orgasms.
Orgasms are the best. Stress relief, happy times.
Happy times.
Can't believe.
All right. So thank you very much for sharing that with us, Brad. And we'll talk to you later. Maybe you can call
in
towards the end of the show for another.
Yeah, you got to get
another one. And let's see. We have Adam online, too. Is he there? Oh, by the way, the number is 1-866-289-7068. That's our toll-free number if you're in North America. And anywhere else in the world, you got to pay, baby. pay to play. 213-670-0066. But rest assured, we don't make any money on you tonight. That's, you know, during the week. Okay. Tonight, it's a free call. 213-670-0066. And so... Adam? Adam.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, Adam. I'm riding the Sibian. I mean, I'm kind of bittersweet because my honey isn't with me tonight, but that's, I think, what the Sibian was created for, huh?
Yeah.
Although you can use them with your honey. They're good all by themselves. Okay. So what's going on, Adam? I've got Angela Summers here and Stripperella creator Anthony Wynn. They're launching their respective creativity tonight.
Okay.
What are you launching? Okay, I guess I have a question from you here on paper.
Okay.
Is do you want me to read it?
Yes.
I wanted to give you a chance to articulate it, but you're taking too long. Is it okay to engage in taboo phone sex often? Only with the Dr. Susan Block Institute of the Erotic Arts and Sciences, telephone sex therapy wing. Okay, that was a little self-promotion, shameless.
Well deserved.
But, you know, I would say it's okay anyway, even if you do it with somebody else, although nobody really does it like we do it. But if you do it any which way, it's, in my opinion, okay. I mean, now, anything good in life you can do so often that you screw up your life, you know, that you don't get to work on time, that you spend too much money, that, you know, it's like anything. You can overdo it. Some people call it being addicted. I don't think it's like an addiction like heroin. There comes that super heroin again. but you know, it can be compelling, and, you know, you can neglect your wife and your family and your job over taboo phone sex. So it can be a problem, but mostly, if you want to do taboo things, like really bad things, like, you know, like stuff, I don't know, non-consensual sex, then maybe you should do it on the phone. Right?
Mm.
No, definitely
great.
You should,
that's a good
actually.
Way of putting it. Yeah.
You definitely should. Mm. So that's my two cents. What do you think, Adam?
I like it.
So all right.
I'm a little shy. So
you are. So tell us your taboo phone sex fantasy, Adam. Don't be shy. No one's listening. No one listens to this show. I've been told. By people whom I've sued and won. Anyway, I guess too many people listen for you. Okay, well, Adam, you enjoy your taboo phone sex fantasies, and, you know, you probably should call us because you can't talk about it on the air, you know, and I understand. So I respect your privacy, and that is a private thing. So take care, and you know, sometimes things are taboo because you're just afraid to do them, and they're really okay. They're just an adventure. But sometimes things are taboo because they're actually wrong, you know, like non-consensual sex, molesting children, you know, things like that. So so do it on the phone. You can do it all you want. It's great. It's great, you know. And you can play. I mean, you can also role play in person. You can do a lot of role play, age play, rape fantasy. You can do that. But that takes a whole rigmarole to do it in person. And, you know, doing it on the phone is easy.
And it's safe.
And then there's webcam. You can sometimes, you know, act out your fantasies on webcam. I mean, I bet you do a lot of that.
I've heard it all.
Taboo and stuff. Like pretend you're my sister,
everything,
my mother,
everything.
My daughter.
Yes, I like it. It's like acting. It's basically.
Well, one of them is exhibitionism.
Ah, ooh, thank you, Adam, for sharing.
Exhibitionism.
Well, Adam was the original exhibitionist, wasn't he? And God wanted him to stay an exhibitionist. Actually, God got mad at Adam and kicked him out of the Garden of Eden when Adam put on that stupid little loincloth made out of leaves.
Right.
If he'd only stayed naked, we could have stayed in Eden, all of us.
Yay.
Jesus. So God and God has blessed the exhibitionists among us. You know, that's one of those fantasies that, I don't know, I guess it's taboo and you can't do it in public because you'll get arrested.
Mm-hmm.
And you shouldn't do it in front of, you know, kids and and I was going to say old ladies, but some of us old ladies don't mind. We like a little entertainment. You know, so, you know, it's got to be consensual, I guess. You can't, you know, it's something that startles people. But is that you breathing?
That is, it's him breathing.
Yeah. Ooh. That's what you call audio exhibitionism, I bet. Because he could move the phone away, but he wants us to hear. How he's breathing heavy. We hear you, Adam. We hear you breathing heavy. We know you're wanking. I'm wanking with you, baby. I'm riding the Sibian. Woo! I'm going to turn it up, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Okay, let's... we should bring the adult play parlor play things around. Where's Tasia? Tasia? Okay, so Adam, are you going to come for us too, or is that too private? Here, you want to let's get our shots together. That's what we're going to do. Yeah.
Oh boy.
And maybe the adult play parlor stuff. Maybe we should give out those. Oh, I found the egg. I found the egg. Didn't they send us the egg? Is this an adult play parlor egg? Hi, adult play parlor. I thought this is there. Oh, there's something in here. Oh, this is actually kind of cool. It is like an. See now, if you have fantasies about doing little embryos, you know, maybe. Whoa! It's best to just. Get one of these. Of course, there's no battery in here. Okay, but it's an interesting idea, interesting concept. So we have adult play parlor toys.
They sent me some toys too, actually.
Oh, they did.
Yes, because I left my toy here last time, accidentally, and they sent me two toys that were amazing. And
very good. Well, this is my toy to play with people on here. Okay, so we're going to give out these toys. So they gave you that big vibrator. We only have little ones from them now because we've used up all the big ones. We need another box.
Yes. They said they've been listening tonight.
Maybe I don't want to get off this thing, Tasia. So, can you present the adult play parlor toys to the people, and they can just pick one? Do we have something for boys? We have
boys?
A cock ring.
Okay, thanks,
yeah.
Adam.
I mean, cock ring.
Yeah. Okay. So, Adam,
yes.
He's still there. Are you going to come for us? Because my husband's on the line. So. Huh?
I will.
You will? Okay. So the fantasy is that you're in the middle of my show masturbating in front of all of us.
Okay.
I'm glad you like it. Mm-hmm. Okay. And you're just... I'm just here watching on the Sibian and the other ladies. Can it be men and ladies watching or only ladies?
Everyone can watch.
Everyone can watch! Yay! Yay. Okay, okay. You're trannies too? Yeah, okay. So we're all watching you, Adam. And you are stroking it. Tell us what you look like, just basically, so we can formulate a picture.
6'2", blonde hair, blue eyes. I love to work out.
Ooh, Adam.
Short blonde hair.
This is the original man out of Eden. Yes, you should have never put that loincloth of leaves on you. Yes, show it to us, Adam. Stroke it for us. Yes, it's so great. Oh, you got to come here and visit us with that. Yeah, stroke it for us. Oh, you're going to come for us, Adam. You're going to come for all of us. Yes, yes, Adam. Oh, is that's an orgasm, yeah. I do believe.
Sounded yummy.
And let's have some applause for the original man, Adam, our exhibitionist. Adam, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, so we'll see you here next week. Huh? Right. Okay, bye-bye. So, you are listening to the Dr. Susan Block Show on Radio Suzy 1. Our number is 213-670-0066. Anywhere in the world, or if you're in North America, it's 1-866-289-7068. Tonight, we are launching Stripperella, the comic book series. And and we are also launching AngelaSummers.com.
Yes.
Yeah. AngelaSummers.com. And this interesting merger of creative libidos, which I just call Stripper Angela, because I don't know what that is. It's, cause you know why? Because it's too many characters on Twitter to say Angela Summers as Anthony Wynn's Stripperella,
Not enough letters,
right,
not enough characters.
And also Stan Lee gets a little funny when you say Stripperella too much. So. Hi, Stan. No, we're cool. We're cool. Hey, I'd say that. Okay, so we love Stan Lee. I've grown up on Stan Lee. Can we have a little applause for Stan Lee, please? Yeah.
Hey, Stan, if you're watching, we love you.
Yes, we love you.
We do. And we didn't tweet Stripperella too much. We did this Stripper Angela thing. Yes. So, you know, so he won't be overwhelmed with tweets. Okay, so, so we're celebrating all this stuff tonight. And we're also celebrating Captain Max's Big C battle win. He has defeated the Big C. But, you know, it's a battle. I mean, it's a war. He won the battle, and he's got another battle now, which he's fighting. So, we're fighting.
And he will win.
And he will win.
Yes.
But, you know, it's battle after battle after battle.
Right.
And that's what the Sibian is for. You know, I mean, hey, when you're lonely... You know, a lot of people are lonely. I'm a little lonely tonight. I mean, surrounded by my friends and lovers and brothers and sisters, I'm a little lonely. But, you know, the Sibian does help. Let me just say that. Okay. Okay. Hey, Max, are you there?
I'm right here.
Yeah, is the nurse with you?
Not yet. She should be coming in soon.
Okay, good. I hope you get
you
a cute
irrigate
one.
Irrigate me.
Oh, irrigation is an interesting thing. I did bring one of those catheter irrigators here. So, you know, I feel like I should, though, get off the Sibian and share it with somebody. So I think I'd like to share it with Angela Summers first. Oh. But before I do that, I want her to do a little Stripperella dance. So do we have some music, maestros?
You did.
Okay.
Nice. I like.
Okay. Ooh.
Can I move this?
Okay. Yeah, just
is that okay?
Move whatever you need to move. Yep. And you need to move that candle over there. Can someone come around here and move that? Because I'm not getting off the Sibian until I have to. In fact, put my stripper shoes on.
Mm-hmm.
brothers and sisters, Angela Summers and Stripperella. Yes, brothers and sisters, Angela Summers as Stripperella, showing her pink pussy. Ooh. Yeah, now you get to come up here and ride the Sibian. Okay. I will give it up for you, darling. Thank you, Stripperella, Stripper Angela. So the Sibian is, I forgot to turn it off. It's wiggling for you. It's still going. Right. And this is an interesting attachment. It does insert. I'm looking for a microphone for you. Okay, we need a microphone. Here's the microphone. Can you get me that microphone? Oops. Thank you. Here you go. Yes, the villain, the meltdown girl, has produced adult play parlor penis shooters filled with, can we turn on the microphone here? These are filled with agua, cocoa leaf liqueur, of course. Max, is that you?
Yeah.
Is she irrigating you?
No, not yet.
Oh, okay. You sound like you're enjoying yourself. I hope that was a sound
good.
Of enjoyment. Okay. And we have here the salt. Okay. And we have here the headsets on Stripperella. You okay there, Max?
Yeah, I'm alright.
Yeah, you're all right.
Yeah.
Well, are you watching?
No, actually, I'm just listening.
You're what?
I'm just listening.
You're just listening, okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, you know, a lot of our fans are too cheap to watch, it's true. But
it happens.
Yeah, it's okay. There's always radio going on here on Radio Suzy One. It is a radio show. So now, for you radio fans who can't see...
I'm going to call you back.
Okay, okay. Let the nurse take care of you.
We love you, Max. We miss
yes.
you.
Yes. Oh, well, there's something... I guess if anything can distract me from my husband, it's... Angela Summers' tits.
Shall we? Shall we?
He's okay. He's in good hands. Keck Medical Center is a fabulous place. It is an amazing institution. And so he's in good hands with some hot, sexy nurses. A few not so sexy, but they're all good. Yeah, yeah. Okay, so here's the microphone and the tits.
Shall we?
Yes, the unveiling of the Angela Summers. Boobage. Stripperella, you are lovely.
Stripperella does strips. So.
Yes, that's true. Stripperella strips. I mean, she does other things.
Mm-hmm.
But her main thing, it's part of her name.
She fights crime and she kicks ass with her killer legs. And
yes. Mm-hmm. And you enjoy stripping?
I do. Yeah. I stripped for 4 years.
Yeah. You're kind of a nudist.
Yes,
you can relate a little bit to Adam, the exhibitionist.
Oh
huh?
yes,
you know.
Actually, I wanted to be a professional pole dancer,
uh-huh.
but unfortunately, I never really followed along with it. But hopefully, one day I will. I love pole dancers and what they do, and so Stripperella is like an idol
She's
of mine.
She's a pole
so
dancer.
It's cool to be.
You know,
yeah.
you
got to
weave that martial arts in with the pole dancing. I think that's
learn.
The ticket, right? Well, you can learn.
I know. I have time. I have time. I can do it.
Yeah, yeah. She's arranging for you to learn from Batista. He's going to give you private lessons.
He said that you were his favorite porn star, remember?
Yes.
He did. I know. I was so flattered when he said that. I was like, oh, my God.
Yes. Now, not to get... I don't know if this is a bad thing. Maybe I'll find out right on the air. I'm wearing Pamela Anderson...
Ooh.
Stockings.
Oh, nice.
Pamela Couture from Secrets and Lace.
Oh,
now,
wow.
Pamela played Stripperella in an incarnation of her
Correct.
From another time.
Yeah.
This is a different Stripperella, but I just thought, you know, I'd wear my Pamela stockings.
That's perfect. Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect for the show.
Hit my penis shooter.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's okay. Some people like to have their penis shooter smacked, you know. Okay.
I was rubbing your stockings and I got
Well, right, right. Yeah, you know,
my hand went off, yeah.
Oh, that's okay. Hands going off. Sounds good.
You guys should deep throat your shots.
Okay. Well, we got to do the powder first. So your tits are right there for me. Here, you got to hold this a second.
Do you first? Or you do
I'm going to do you. You're
do
you're.
First?
I think. No, you should do me.
You
should do me. You get you schnockered.
Happy to do.
Yeah, here you go, babe. Sucker mama's titty. Yes. My daughter Persephone Persephone or Proserpine to the Romans, returns to her mama Demeter or Ceres, inventor of cereal. To the Romans. In spring, she returns. And yes. It's delicious. Yes. You have such a lovely, luscious tongue.
Thank you. And you have such a lovely, luscious breast.
Oh, thank you very much.
It's delicious, always.
My breast thanks you.
Always.
And so now you're a little liquored up, and Okay, I guess my turn. Yep. There we go. A little hardening. Hardening of the nipplery.
What? I know mine did a little rock salt came out too.
Right, a little rock. This is not cocaine, LAPD. Okay, just want you to know this. This is lime salt. Okay.
Legal.
No drugs.
Okay. There's rocks though here.
Just sex. Yeah. No drugs, okay. Just sex.
Yeah. Oh, it's good stuff. No.
Rocks off. Getting our rocks off.
Ow!
Balls up. You got to drink these balls up.
You got to drink it balls up.
Yeah.
Because otherwise it don't come out.
It doesn't come out. It's
just
weird,
hangs
right?
in the balls.
Yeah. Oh, that's so symbolic.
I think we got it. See.
That explains so much.
It does. It hangs in the balls. Well, you got more than I did, so you did a good job.
Yes.
Okay, so are you ready? So,
I'm ready.
Now.
New Saran.
I mean, even though I didn't do too much here, but we're Saranning these things. It's very powerful anyway. This is the Sibian. Oh, look at these panties, panty boy. Panty boy.
Over here.
Yeah, exactly. You're right. Panty boy, if you are not listening, if you do not respond, these are going back in the drawer.
He swore he would be listening, so if he's not here, then he doesn't get them.
Now, he doesn't call, but he should tweet or something.
Okay.
Okay. So, here we go. We have, we're Saranning the Sibian. And you have reading material here, Strigarella. You can read about yourself.
You know,
since you're so into yourself. And where's your microphone? Here's your microphone.
I've did my research.
Yes.
On Strigarella.
Oh, I thought you did your research on Sibians.
Well, I know a lot about it because I've watched a lot of cam girls use them.
Oh, really?
And they own them.
Yes.
They've bought their own and they use them. And I've had something called a monkey rocker.
I have a monkey rocker. We have the double monkey rocker as well.
I love the monkey rocker with the Hitachi at the same time. That's my favorite. Should I bring it? But this is, no, this I've never tried before.
Well, this is kind of like the monkey rocker and the Hitachi in one.
That's what I've heard.
Although this attachment isn't like quite monkey rocker level. And of course, it's an electronic device. You know, the monkey rocker. The one wonderful thing about monkey rockers is it's human powered. You can, you know, do it out in the desert, and you don't have
you
to plug
it
in. Yeah,
just
anywhere.
Rock.
Just take it along with you wherever you go. Right. But this, you got to set up, you got to plug it in, but it's a powerhouse. It's a powerhouse. All right, so, you know, we have surround you a new thing here.
So
you
how
could,
do I sit
now
this?
You come do this way.
So I sit that way.
Yeah, the way I was sitting. Yeah, just right yeah, this way so that you could, if you want, put your elbows on this little bench here.
I have a bench to hold me.
Yes.
It's like comfy hard.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
Okay, so now you can sit right down on it. You can just, you know, you can put your pussy on this thing, or you can rub it against your clit.
Yeah,
I mean, it's
right
your choice.
Get it right on the edge of the... like, that's where the in penis...
The penis.
Yeah,
the
penis.
Right there?
The penis. Well... Okay.
Right there.
Now sit on it so it doesn't scare you.
Okay.
You can control it.
Sit down. Whoops.
Are you ready? Okay. Here's your controller. Do you want to do it or you want me to do it to you?
You do it.
Okay.
She's
start
in the
off,
control.
Start off slow and then get harder.
Oh.
Okay. Warm me up first.
Uh-huh.
Because I've never done this and I want to start off too fast.
Oh.
Oh. Let's see.
And then you can try going down on your elbows, sitting up,
and see how those feel to you. Whatever's comfortable.
I like doing the splits on it.
It's very low.
I'm not there yet. You got to give me some
what do you,
time.
What are you feeling?
It feels good. It feels like a massage right now. I think it needs to be a little higher, but
yeah. You could put it up a little higher. It's going to make noise as it goes up higher, but that's okay.
That's good. Oh my God. that's a little too high. Wait, give me a minute.
Bring it down a little. Bring it down a little.
Just, yeah, right there. That's perfect.
That's half power.
Okay. So I'll do full power. God, that does feel good. I need to buy one of these.
Yeah. They're to relieve hysteria.
Oh. Yes. They're for a lot of occasions.
And if
celebration or depression or
if you have a long distance relationship.
There you go. Husband in the hospital. Works.
Someone's in the hospital.
You know, or if you can do it with a partner, though.
It cooks your pussy.
Oh, my God.
Your head and your pussy will be red and hot no matter what after you come on this thing.
Yep, she's getting the feeling. Mm-hmm.
Oh, fuck. This is pretty fucking crazy.
Yeah.
This is better than the Hitachi.
Yeah.
No, not yet. Give me a minute.
Higher! Oh, yeah. Oh, she's feeling it.
Oh my God.
You can just angle it just right.
Okay, that's shaking the floor.
65%.
Angela Summers, brothers and sisters.
Oh my God.
Riding the Sibian.
Get it, girl.
Riding it. Going up the speed here. Up the speed. Yeah, she's riding it like a cowgirl. Like a sister heroine.
Ride that lawnmower, girl.
Fuck you.
Whoa. Oh, yeah!
Wow.
Wow.
Sibian.
Are you all right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, even a superheroine.
Oh my God!
Falls to the Sibian.
Like sensitive.
Oh yeah. And that was just with this little attachment.
Oh my God!
You want to lay down?
You guys are crazy.
Yeah, lie down. Relax. Relax. Yep. That was quite something.
You're our first guest.
We did try it. The staff of the Bonobo Gang. Did try this out. It was part of our duty. But you are our first guest to try the city.
I'm flattered. That was insane. That was definitely better than Hitachi. I tweeted out about the Hitachi and how.
Don't worry about it, Hitachi.
I
still love
it.
Hitachis are a lot cheaper. Let me just say that.
No, I love them both, but that was. Better. That was different.
It's stronger. It's a lot stronger.
My whole body is hot right now. Like,
can we sell the?
I want to do it again.
Saran wrap? Oh, okay. Yeah. Do it again. He's a.
I can tell that you get addicted. That was awesome. Thank you.
Yeah.
You're
welcome to keep riding.
I think it's good for the health. I think it's good for the mental health. The body.
Oh, well, orgasms are good, you know, for the health. And, you know, I mean, hey, that's one thing those Victorian doctors did figure out when these women who were all frustrated because they weren't allowed to do anything but make babies and do needlepoint. So they would be all frustrated, and their husbands would have like premature ejaculation sex, and then they would come to the doctor, you know, like, doctor, I don't know what's wrong with me, and the doctor, at first, before the 19th century, but you know, in the old days, the doctor would do it with his fingers. He would make the woman come. Oh yeah, yeah. Doctors did that. Sure. So you know, some brilliant doctor with carpal tunnel syndrome or some kind of his hand hurt, so he invented the vibrator, and that was in the 19th century, and they started like machining those women into submission.
Thank you.
Yeah, which they needed in Victorian times.
I think we're going to go to commercial real quick.
All
just
right.
For a minute.
Commercial. Don't come yet and don't go away. We'll be right back.
Nina Hartley calls them the best commandments to come around in the past 2,000 years.
Dr. Susan Block's Ten Commandments of Pleasure gives you the erotic keys to a healthy sexual life. Whether you're married or single, monogamous, polyamorous, or even polymorphously perverse, Dr. Block's Ten Commandments of Pleasure will help you to enjoy and cultivate love, lust, and life itself as never before. With delicious humor and wisdom, and inspired by the bonobo way of peace through pleasure, this international bestseller, translated into 10 different languages and now in its third English language edition, has become the sexual Bible to millions of singles and couples around the world. Why? Because it gives you the keys to giving pleasure. The power to give pleasure is the greatest power that you have. Discover that power within you through Dr. Susan Block's 10 Commandments of Pleasure. Order your copy today. Call 213-670-0066. We're here for you 24/7, so there's no need to wait. Call 213-670-0066 today.
Okay, I think we're back. Maybe I should put my headset on. Yeah. Well, I was just having girl talk with Stripperella, a.k.a. Angela Summers. Uh-huh. And we were just, you know, talking about how maybe we should try a new attachment on the Sibian. So,
I've grown the balls to try the one with the piece in it, like that looks like a penis.
Oh yes, let's try one that looks like a penis. So all the penises out there, including aphrodisiacs, implant penis, can get excited.
Detachable.
For the word. I didn't know what to call it. Yes. Detachable penis. Yes. That is what it is. It's your detachable penis.
Yes.
Yes. You know, a lot of guys might want a detachable penis.
Why?
You know, there's sometimes they might not want it.
Women
want them for sure. But you know, I'm just thinking a guy might not want. You know, sometimes it's like it's awkward.
Right.
You know, you'd like to turn it off. Take it off.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Because I've never heard a guy say that. But that's what
well,
they
when they
think, that's then
we're
they
talking
need.
To you, they're glad they have a penis.
They're glad they have a penis.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm talking about those times.
Right.
You know, when it's awkward. Then, you know, those taboo times. Yeah. Where is Tasia?
Where is Tasia?
We need the attachments. The attachments. Miss Tasia, come up with the attachments, please. Have you guys ever tried a Sibian?
No, but I want one. I'm adding it to the top of my wish list.
Well, they're going to try it, but I want you to try it first because you are a guest of honor with a new attachment. We want to get one of the there they are. They're right behind me.
Oh my god!
We've got them on
a lunchroom tray
and a silver platter.
Is that Oscar Mayer meat on sale?
Wow! Mm.
White meat.
You get to choose.
Do I get to choose? The
yes,
one that
absolutely.
Like
you choose your
that's weapon.
A good thing.
Poison.
I've seen more of that one.
Mm. This is the kind of weaponry. We should use in all our wars. Now, that's good. Now, this you could stick this on, and then it would look like a penis.
Yeah.
You want to do that? I just want. Well, I don't know. I mean, you know, you're afraid. Where's her microphone? Let's hear her say she's afraid.
I'm afraid. I might need some lube for that one.
Oh, we have lube.
It comes. Yes, with plenty of lube. Everyone here gets lube.
Yeah.
If you have lube, I can do this one.
Okay. Let's go. Okay, so here we go. We're going to...
That is a... You have to add it to one of... Yeah.
Okay, so Tasia, you have become learned in this art of Sibian functionality.
My job today was to try out all the attachments.
Right. And I heard her. She was screaming all day.
There's 10 attachments.
I knew they were working.
10 orgasms. Late hours.
Right, right. Okay, so here we go. We're going to open this up, and then we can just put this on, I guess. And oh, you know what? I don't even know how to do this, but it's easy.
Whoa.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah,
there
okay.
There you go.
This, and you notice the Sibian has this ridgy thing here going on that you rub your clit against. Wait, but how does this... Okay, I think this... Oh, I see. You got to pull it around.
Got it?
Yeah. No, I don't.
It's not sticking.
No, you got it.
She's a pro.
Yeah.
She's been doing it all day. Okay. Okay. So now we're gonna put this on there.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Lube.
We need lube just to get it on.
For the homies lost.
Yeah.
Lube for the homies.
That's another show. That's another show.
That's later. That's after this show.
Do you want to put it on? Can we get? Can it go on more? Did you try doing this one? Do you
need
know
to
how
be
far
stiff.
Down that can go?
Yeah.
That's a big
work
one.
It. Work it.
That is big.
Work it.
I don't know if we can.
Work it.
That's a little crazy, man. I think it needs.
Yeah, yeah, because then, yeah. Whoa! Okay, you just pulled
Ouch.
His penis apart. Ow!
Ouch!
This guy's penis just came apart. Okay.
I was warned about that.
Okay. Okay, so now this one.
Mr. Floppy.
We want to get this off? There. Okay.
Oh.
Sorry about
Ouch,
that guy.
That hurt.
Okay.
That hurt.
There you go. Let's see
okay.
That goes down a little farther.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Oh, you mean are these different sizes here? Oh, now maybe this one. Here. Look at this one. You stick it on. It's a finger. Look at this, folks.
Oh.
That's so cute.
A finger.
Cute?
Invasion.
There we go.
Invasion.
Would that stay on, though?
Yeah, it'll stay.
Yeah.
Okay, and then it'll go on here.
Make it stay. Make it happen.
Okay, here we go. Okay, and this is the right position. Yep, he's on. Okay, he's, look at him.
Oh, he's nice.
Nice.
He's a nice size.
No plastic.
Does that go on there?
Uh-huh. Yeah, this should go on there. Yes, this is you. This is.
Should we put a hole
because
and put a condom?
We need a condom for it.
Well, we could put a condom over it, yeah.
I could ride it this way.
Yeah, or you could just, you want to put it like that?
It'll work.
Or maybe be more comfortable with a condom and we'll just put this here. A condom, yeah. Can we get a condom? Do we have a condom?
It's in the basket.
Yeah. No, it will block this. Here. Oh, here we go. Oh, you're right.
Yeah, magnum.
There you go.
Tasia.
Where there's a will, there's a way with the Sibian. Okay, we're making it work.
Condom in
okay.
There.
Okay, condom.
There you go.
Here we go. We're happening.
Oh my God.
Okay. A tray of dicks.
Wow. Wow.
Okay, here we go. Okay, we got a condom on. Hey, okay, LAPD, we got condoms on our Sibian. Okay? Don't bust us now. We got condoms on our Sibian. Oh, we're dropping our shit on the floor there. We dropped a dick. Tasia? Yeah.
Drop it.
Okay, here she goes. Okay, so now it's your dick. Okay, but you should ride it from this way. And, right, around this way. It's a big machine. Yes. This is a big machine. Okay. So now we're gonna turn it on a little bit.
Do I get my little stand thing?
Lube it up.
Okay.
Ow.
Yeah. Ooh.
Ooh.
Okay, so first I'll do the rotation.
Yeah.
The rotation.
Different stuff. Oh my God.
Is it in?
Are you good?
You're on Stripperilla. Yeah.
Break in before I end.
Yeah, she's okay.
Is it rotating?
No. It's not.
Oh, rotating.
Am I holding it? Oh, there we go. It's going
Ow.
Now. Oh my God. Yes, it's going.
It's rotating.
Ooh.
I'm going to hold it.
This is a nice angle right here.
Yeah.
Somebody getting back here?
There's some
good ass action going on here.
Yeah.
Oh, but it's coming up. Ooh, yeah, okay.
Is it okay? Can it stay on?
It's coming off the thing here. She's sucking it up with such force. Whoa.
Oh my God.
That's Stripperilla for you.
And
super heroine.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Ride it. Whoa, it came out.
Oh my God, yeah, I think it
bring
might
it
be.
Back.
We're like trying to work here. There we go.
Okay.
There we go.
Work it in.
I work it in. Okay. We got it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, try just sitting back.
Should I hold it?
Yeah, just sit on it and
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Just feel the vibration.
Mm-hmm. How's that feel, Stripperella?
It's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Mm. Mm. Angela Summers riding the Sibian with the big dick attachment.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, we're turning up the vibration.
Someone's waiting for you. Oh, look at that. Goddamn.
Ooh. Ride it, cowgirl. Ride it, yeah.
Stripperella.
Angela.
Oh, my God.
Here she comes to save the day.
Stripper.
She
comes to save the day.
Here she comes. And she comes.
Whoa. Enough of you. Whoa. The Sibian one, I think. Well, sometimes it's good to lose. Surrender.
Lost in the Sibian, man.
Yeah, lose it to the Sibian, and can we have some applause for Angela Summers as Stripperella on the Sibian? She comes to save the day. Right. All right. Well, that was great. Uh-huh.
I've had a lot of models represent Stripperella, and I think she's my favorite one now.
Oh, yeah. This is her. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. I mean, Stripperella should ride a Sibian. Really.
Yeah,
she's got to do that.
For the Comic-Con booth.
Right, right. I mean, she should have a Sibian in her car that she just sits on while she drives.
Should be driving seat.
Yeah, a driving seat should be a Sibian, you know.
We'll strap it to her quadrant.
The Stripperella mobile should have one.
I need to buy one of these. Very quickly.
I need to have one just like right in my desk chair. Okay.
Just sit on it while you're
it's
doing
great.
Work.
Okay, so who's next? Who wants to ride the Sibian?
If you do decide to buy a Sibian, go through our site.
Greedy.
Yeah. One of you ladies want to ride the Sibian?
Yeah.
All right, who's next?
There's two ladies right here.
Am I?
Oh.
Next.
Put him on the microphone.
Any boys want to?
I think a boy should.
Okay, then you do it. Come on.
I'm not a boy.
Come on. Get your big black dick up.
Fail for that shit.
I thought that dick was detachable.
Fail for that shit.
No, I know it's delicious. I can tell, but...
All right, well.
Yay.
All right, well, thank you.
Oh,
you know, I think
first
that,
time
that our producer should ride it, I guess. Right?
Yes.
Yeah, producer's going to ride.
Where is she?
Mina.
There she is, Tasia Suter. In her leather chaps.
She sort of cranks it all the way up already.
Whoa, she's got it all the way up
she's
there.
Like, oh.
Tasia, you dirty dog. You dirty, dirty,
you
dirty dog.
She's just riding it by itself on her with her
Jump.
Panties on her. She goes. This is probably her 17th orgasm today.
Oh yeah.
Return. On the Sibian. Oh yeah. And she's riding.
Oh yeah. We have a little step ladder.
Oh,
feeding the bunny.
I've been bad. Oh, stripperella.
Come around, turn this evil music on.
It's oh, your yeah, Lady Goo Goo stick.
Where's that guy?
Microphone.
Oh no, I hate that song!
We need some two short.
Oh, that song makes me come. Come for me, bitch. Come for me. Give it to me.
And brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, the producer surrenders the machine. Sibian 18, Tasia 0. Yeah!
The
neighbors will be like.
It is red. And there, she didn't insert anything. That was, well, you know, that's the vibration. Very powerful. Okay. No, she knows how to fall. She went to clown college. No, okay. there she goes down. She's totally so down.
She can talk.
Yes.
Oh!
All right. Well, I think we've launched our Sibian tonight.
Yep.
In addition to AngelaSummers.com and the new Stripperella magazine. And some of you might want to ride it during the after party. But or some of you might want this is maybe we should give this to Panty Boy.
It's fundraising, you know, for the bonobos, is, Dr. Susie. Think
is,
of how much money you could raise for them.
These are cellophane panties. They really are.
I was late tonight.
Yeah.
Did he show up?
He just
did
he tweet in? Never shows up.
But did he tweet in?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay. I promise him panties if he tweeted in.
Well, you know, he gets punished, I think.
He's going to get punished for this one.
Okay. Yeah. Well, all right, brothers and sisters. We are celebrating Stripperella and Angela Summers and Spring and Max, who I think is taking a nap right now. Mm-hmm. That would be my guess. And, well, thank you all for being here. I really appreciate you all coming back to the speakeasy. We've been gone for a little while, you know, but...
Welcome back.
Yeah, we've been gone for a little while. But, you know, we've been taking care of business, the business of love. Because, yes, brothers and sisters, you don't know what love is until you get to irrigate your lover. Yes. It's a new way of sucking cock. Because you have to suck it out. Right. Yeah, it's... I mean, listen, I hope this doesn't happen to you. I hope that whoever you love is healthy all the time. But that doesn't usually happen. I mean, if you love someone, then there's going to be some moment when they're not going to be in the best of shape. And that's the test.
Right.
are you gonna be there?
Yep.
You know, and if you don't want to be there, then maybe you shouldn't be there. If you don't like to be there, hey, I can relate. You know, you may not like to do this new way of sucking cock, although I'm sort of getting used to it now. I mean, you may not like a lot of the aches and pains and the complaining and the constant changing and all the towels, lots of laundry. But, you know, if you love someone, that's what you do. That's what you do, and you want to do it, you know, because you got to do it. And then you realize that that someone is in so much pain that if it wasn't for you, maybe they would give up. And they're actually living for you. So you got to reciprocate because they're there suffering and putting up with all that shit when, you know, it's easy to just let it go. Go on to the next life. Who cares, you know? But if you love someone, you don't. You want to stick around. And so we stick around for each other. What's this? Yikes.
Avid Masturbator is back, just in case we got a little too serious. Just there.
We need to get a little comic relief. This is Comedia Erotica, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners. And so, you know, we got to get back to our friend. Except he's not actually on the phone. No, this is just a message on Twitter. And you can tweet at us at Radio Susie 1. Don't tweet at Dr. Susie during the show because I'm doing the show. Okay, Sabrina is there at Radio Susie 1 and she does a great job with the tweeting. Yeah, she's doing a great job with all her witticisms. If she puts you down, just read it carefully and see if there's some wisdom in that. Okay, so, but she has passed on that Avid Masturbator says, I blew another load for Angela Summers while she rode the Sibian.
Good, that's what I want to hear.
Yeah, that's a beautiful thing. That's a beautiful thing. Okay, maybe we should give this to Avid Masturbator. I don't know. This is. Would you want the? You can tweet at us, Avid Masturbator, if you want the Saran wrap. Okay. So let's see. We're almost out of time. We've got. Well, how much time do we have? Maybe I'm wrong.
We got another 10 minutes.
We have another 10 minutes. We should get someone else to ride the Sibian. Yeah.
Ladies.
Yeah, or men.
Yeah, I'm not going up there.
No.
Yeah.
No. Okay. All right. Well, you know what else we could do? We could have Stripperella do another dance now that she's naked and all loosened up from her Sibian ride. And yeah, I think that would be a good idea. All right. So, do we have some music, Maestro?
We're good.
You want to have your headphones? No, I think you should take those off because you want to, you know, flip around and stuff. Okay, so you ready for this? Okay. You feeling more, you loosened up. This is your post-Sibian strip here.
So I've already had 2 orgasms, so yes, I'm much more loosened up.
Okay.
Much more.
Ready to get into your role. Strip to save the day. She's already come to save the day, and now here she goes, naked Stripperella. I think I'll sit on the Sibian. Shorty, it's never too much. You be doing too much. You didn't know what I mean. You got a little bit.
All right, brothers and sisters, put your hands together for Angela Summers as Stripperilla dancing on a liquor wet floor there. You know, well, Stripperilla has to do things like that sometimes to save us from the bad guys with her stripping ability. Polecat. Angela Summers. All right, so let's just find out where we can reach you guys, if we want to, because everybody does want to see you. First of all, Angela Summers is here to launch AngelaSummers.com.
Ow.
So everybody go there, join it.
Yeah.
AngelaSummers. Dot com. Com. Okay. And speaking of com, comic, book, artist, Anthony, where do we reach you?
You could find us at www.deepcutproductions.net.
Mm. And where is the comic book? How do we get our hands on
this? Well, you can go to your nearest comic book store and ask them for it, because it's distributed through Diamond, or you could go online and find it on the website on deepcutproductions.net.
Okay.
One more time?
Deepcutproductions.net.
Deep Cut.
Is it available on Comic Rack, or...?
Yeah, I mean, there's certain retailers out there that have ordered the books. So yeah.
Cool.
What about Meltdown Comics? Yeah. We went to a party there for Girls and Corpses, and they have a lot of comics. We should call them and make sure they put it in there if they don't have it already.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, great. And we're so happy to have had Amina and Aphrodisiac here with us.
Thank you, Dr. Susie.
Yeah. Where do we find you guys?
You can find me on Twitter, Twatter, Amina, AminaNoir. Amina Noir, Twitter, Twatter.
Mm-hmm.
Kisses to Max. I miss you.
Yeah. Well, he appreciates your kisses and your good vibes. And even your prayers, brothers and sisters. That's okay. You can pray if you believe in that. Stuff. I had a big argument with Imtiaz, who was he was having a hard time with some woman whose name I forget, who criticizes religion, particularly Islam. I criticize all religions, all belief systems, you know, including atheism, which is another belief system. Mm-hmm. I'm an agnostic myself, but actually, you know, if I was forced with a gun to my head to say, what do I believe in, I guess I'd have to say atheism. But I appreciate all the religions, I do. And by the way, it has been proven that praying for someone's health does not help, okay? It doesn't. If you tell the person I'm praying for your health, that's different, because then they're absorbing your good vibes. That's what I would call a good vibe. They feel that mental hug around themselves, and then I don't call that like your prayers being answered. That's just letting someone know I care about you, I'm praying for you. But this is, they did a study of people praying and not telling the person. Like some people prayed for somebody and then they did a, you know, control group where they didn't pray. I'm going to say, oh God, any second here. Okay, so yeah, that's my kind of praying. Anyways, the people that were prayed for didn't do any better, or actually they did a little worse than the people that weren't prayed for. So objectively speaking, but you know, it's a good vibration, and that's why if you do pray, you got to post a comment on the blog about it, or let us know, give us a call or something. Let us know, because we want to absorb that good vibration, and it all helps, because Captain Max is fighting this big sea battle for us. I mean, for me, you know, I'm his friend. I'm his girl.
A woman.
I'm his admiral. I'm his, his mistress. But wife of 20 years, almost 20 years. But he's doing it for everybody because, you know, he loves you all. He loves this place. He loves being here in this life. And so he's willing to go through the pain and,
then fuck that Moby Dick cancer, you know? Right. And you know, so many people are dealing with it these days, huh? I mean, yeah. I don't know. When I was growing up, maybe it was that people just died right away. I don't know if people got it so fast, but young people,
yes,
all kinds of people are getting it. And by the way, shout out to our good friend Holly Stevens, Hollywood, who's up in San Francisco, and she's fighting her big C battle. And also to Jack Hammer, who actually has the same thing, the bladder ball, mm-hmm, you know? And he gave us some real good advice, which was, you know, the doctors tell you it's nothing, it ain't nothing. You know, the doctors tell you it'll take a month to get over it, takes about 6 months. So, you know, that's true, I think. It's been about a month, you know, and he's in there. But they say he's doing great. They say he's just doing great, but... So your good vibes, your love, your prayers even, and certainly your orgasms, because, yes, you know, I mean, I believe that all that orgasmic energy does build up and sends Max good vibrations, because his whole life has always been about bringing mo better orgasms to all of us.
Hallelujah.
You know? Amen and amen. Okay, better for you. Okay. So now I think we're about there. Okay, bonobo time. By the way, brothers and sisters, we've got some interesting spring shows coming up, including a show in the middle of spring. We've got a Passover Easter Seder egg hunt or something on the 7th. Which happens to be Easter Eve and Passover at the same time. So we're going to have some kind of debauched celebration. And then the week after that is our anniversary. Okay, I've got Scott Arnold is at the door, late as always. Okay, I think that's Tasia's walkie-talkie. Okay, thank you very much. And let's see. Oh, and the week after that, on the 21st of April, we're going to have the Society for the Scientific Study of Sexuality will be here. And these are sexologists and psychologists and psychotherapists and some psychiatrists and different types of scientists who are all studying sex. And and they're going to come here on Saturday night, April 21st. We're going to interview a couple of them. Of course, they want to meet some hot porn stars, too.
Yeah.
And there'll be some BDSM people, and it'll be a lot of fun. And that Friday, the 20th, 4:20, appropriately enough, happens to be Helen's birthday, but it also happens to be a holiday of smoking proportions. Oh, we have to do the pussy pipe tonight, the Peter Piper. But I'm going to be doing a talk for the Society for the Scientific Study of Sexuality, Quad S, on the Bonobo Way. Yes, an alternative great ape paradigm to human sexuality, because we've always learned that we're violent, war-loving, murderous chimpanzees, but there's another side to us that is the make-love-not-war chimpanzee, the bonobo. So you're all going to have to get up early in the morning for this one, either that or, like me, probably stay up all night, because the lecture is at 8:30 a.m. Friday. But anyway, we should stick that in Stripperella. but I think we're going to wind up the formal part of the show, and then we're going to stick that in Stripperella. And for those of you watching or listening, if you're wondering what we're going to stick in Stripperella, then you're just going to have to stick around. So, we're going to stick it. Okay. We're going to smoke this out of you.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about
with anyone
else. Okay,
we're taking a brief commercial break.
You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan.
No, we're not. We're
your mistress.
We're
going to
do this in the after show. We're going to do this in the after show. Hey, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight. Even if that's someone...
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.